UM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the rather excitable FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you sensual people, the Armchair Army, as we're here live in Lancashire somewhere at Victory Park to bring you live and exclusive coverage this afternoon of Chorley against FC United of Manchester in the league of all things. Kickoff is coming up in 6 minutes time, and we'll be bringing all the love, all the tears, and all the joy and all the tears of another dynamic FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio. You can text us 0161 850 1878, and of course the Soulies One Forum. Hello, this is FC Live. Yes, hello and welcome, and that's the sound of Mr. Blue Sky. In the, you can hear through the booming PA here at Victory Park. Yes, so the new text number, 0161 850 1878. 0161 850 1878. It's on the match day thread, and I'll put it on Twitter in a second or two. This afternoon, we've got, I said dynamic. I never said sexy, though. James Quinn and Stato Paul joining me this afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
So, it's a bit different to Trafford midweek, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but it's a beautiful August afternoon. It's one of those classic sunny August afternoons where it really looks too hot for football. We've got players returning to match fitness and playing in probably some of the most unwelcome conditions that a player returning to fitness could play in. But I'm sure, of course, the FC players are all raring to go. It's been a mixed pre-season, but a good performance on Tuesday night at Trafford, a 2-1 win, and the side won a goal down and came straight back up the field, equalised, and grabbed that late winner. So, shall we have a look at the?
I think so.
Look at the teams.
We've got the teams now. You could argue, are we going to play 3-5-2 or are we going to play 4-5-1? My money's on 4-5-1 based on who's playing, but we'll wait and see. Over to James for the visitors.
Yes, we are the visitors. We'll just give you the home side first. Sam Ashton, a familiar face in goal for Chorley. Two is Matt Challoner. Three, Paul Jarvis. Four, skipper Andy Teague. Five, Scott Leather. Six, Stephen Jordan. Seven, Jake Cottrell, another FC old boy. Eight, Dale Whittam. Nine, Marcus Carver, new signing. Ten, Sefton Gonzalez, new signing. 11, Josh O'Keefe, another new signing. And substitutes for the home side, Kieran Charnock, Jack Lynch, Jason Walker, Will Beasley and Wakas Azam. And for FC United, the lineup today for this first league game of the season, it's David Carnell, fresh from his honeymoon in goal. First game of the season, I think, for Mr. Carnell. Number two, Dale Tong. Number three, Chris Chantler. Number four, Scott Kay. Five, Tom Eckersley. Six, Luke Ashworth. Seven, Sam Sheridan. Eight, Harry Winter. Nine, Tom Greaves. Ten, the skipper, Jerome Wright. And number 11, George Thompson. And on the bench, a very young-looking bench for FC United there, Matthew Wolfenden. FC a long-serving player, but joined by number 14, Jason Gilchrist. 15, Nathan Lowe. 16, Jake Williams. 17, Kieran Glynn. All of these young'uns have shown some real glimpses of quality over the past few games, a few pre-season games, and they're all rewarded with a place on the bench today. And FC United, over the years, Chorley has been a fairly happy hunting ground for the men in red. Wasn't last season, bad 3-0 defeat there with the sending off of Jerome Wright, but over the course of the game, 17 games played between the two sides, FC United have won 9, Chorley have won 4. But today you would think that FC United probably the underdogs. Chorley with 7 new signings, Sefton Gonzalez.
I remember Sefton Gonzalez. He was at the, I think he was definitely in the Division 1 North Evo Stick Team of the Year.
He played in our first ever home league game at Broadhurst for Stockport County.
Right, so he's proper. He's proper, and he scored a lot of goals last season for Clitheroe from memory.
Yes.
So, yes, he's... I was speaking to the PA announcer here before he was playing out some cock rock, he was very confident about his club's chances this season, and not just because they've got a new roof on the shed end.
Yeah, well, that's impressive. It's been open air at that end in recent times, but all rebuilt today. But at the other end, a very, very packed-looking stand.
Yes.
There.
That the away stand here reminds me very much of the old Willows shed end, as we said. Hi team, good luck for the coming season. That's from John. Thanks for that, John. I think we might need it. And we're tightly packed in this press section.
We're right behind the chairman, James. So be on your best behaviour.
Don't want any effing and blinding and all that.
Would I ever? With the Morrow overlooked by the Morrison's Tower. It's kind of one of those old school chimneys that sort that that grand old man who Fred Dibner used to demolish live, or well, not as much live on television, but that overlooks the ground here. But looks like a goodly crowd here, a pretty full main stand here that we're in, a very full away end.
And this is what I don't understand about it's like there's clearly an atmosphere building here. Let's say the atmosphere, there's no need to be blasting out.
Yeah, we don't need...
This is Premier League build-up, isn't it?
Or
non-league football.
Or Republica? My goodness.
Isn't it the contract of every side below Championship level has to play, you know, Bon Jovi, all those, you know, ELO, that's probably a PRS.
Keg's favourite song, though, Mr. Blue Sky, of course.
Was it really?
Yes. So we hope you enjoyed Red Rebel Radio earlier. We're going to repeat that... kind of thing every Saturday here at FC Live, but the teams are now coming out, so it's now time for our first proper league game of the season. It's Charlie against FC United of Manchester here for Victory Park, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Don't forget live teamstats.co.uk for your statty needs this afternoon, but it's now time to hand over to James Quinn.
Well, thanks very much, Ben, and it's very exciting. It's been good to see the teams in action and the recent pre-season affairs, but now it's down to business for both these sides. And FC United, very similar look to last season, a very unsettled look FC for the first part of last season, but after Christmas new men came in, and Carl Margenson very much keeping faith with that set of players in the pre-season, in the beginning of this season. The players that have come in have been trialists, young lads, so they've been pitted today against a very much rejuvenated and restocked Chorley lineup there. We talked about the likes of Gonzalez, really will be a handful up front, as will Marcus Carver, new signing. Interestingly, on the bench for Chorley, no out-and-out strikers, quite a defensive midfield-looking set, so clearly relying on the players on the field to provide the goals, and any reinforcements will be to stiffen up the midfield and the defence as required. As FC United, well, interesting to see how they line up. Paul, would you agree with Ben that we might see a 4-5-1 to begin with for FC?
Well, we have been seeing three at the back occasionally over the friendlies, so it wouldn't surprise me if we do drift to that formation at some stage with the fullbacks pushed up.
If the way they're beginning to line up as the players, the captains do the coin cross and so on, maybe that Kay is going to sit very deep in front of the back four. He really has stiffened the last couple of games. He moved to the back four last Saturday against Rochdale and really tightened things up by playing alongside Ashworth and Eckersley, and then in midweek played the first half as a part of a three in defence, and again really made the defence look solid. But just wondering if it's going to be a traditional back four with Kay just in front of that back four, giving them protection.
What we don't want is Tom Greaves to get isolated up front, which would be traumatic, as it was last season.
Indeed, it has been one of the ongoing talking points over a few seasons now with FC. One or two up front, and FC, I think the conventional wisdom is that FC look stronger when they are playing two up front. But just moments away now, as the referee, Mr. Kevin Mulrain, just having a little chat there with Dale Whittam of Chorley, wearing the number 8 shirt. And of course, to remind you that we have this groundbreaking new rule at all levels of football now. The ball can go backwards from the kickoff. Sacrilege to some, but
madness, James.
But shows that society is developing all the time. And so we don't have two players around the ball. Just Whittam will stroke this back, and Chorley can build from the back. And off we go. And plays it back now as Jordan with a long, long pass there. And that's cuts all the way through to Carver. Corner flag, low cross in. And important interception there by Ashworth. And on the back foot already, FC United. So O'Keefe has it. Plays it back there to Jarvis. Jarvis to the pass, but Eckersley collects. And quick work fair from Chorley. Lively start. But now Harry Winter brings it away for FC United. Plays it out to Dale Tong. Dale Tong threads it through to Sheridan, who buys the free kick there off O'Keefe. It'll be a free kick to FC United, just 15 yards inside their own territory. And it does look like a back four, definitely. Kay's up ahead of the game, and he's playing quite a forward role by the look of it. So Ashworth plays it forward now. But that's dealt with by the shaven-headed Teague, a long-standing figure now, very much the backbone of this Chorley rear guard. And it's a throw into FC United on the far side. If you've just joined us, we've just begun here, the league season here, National League North action for you. Chorley FC versus FC United of Manchester, and it's Chantler now preparing to take this throw for FC United, just inside Chorley territory. Chantler looking for options, not getting them at the moment, but now tries to take it down the line, and it's well won by Greaves. Greaves battling away, he's got two men on him, wins another throw there as that comes off Jake Cottrell. And Chantler prepares to take this throw in the third minute here, and Scott Kay comes to collect. Down the line it comes, but he's sold short, is Tom Greaves. It'll be another throw in for FC United, and it's Chantler. Another throw in here, just about parallel with the 18-yard line. Plays it forward. Now Kay tries to hook it forward. Ball bouncing around there, but well, Chorley have it, and a free kick there as Scott Leather is brought down. Free kick to Chorley. And well, Sam Ashton, the man in pink. Goodness me. No danger picking him out as he plays a long free kick there. Ashworth tries to head it and stumbles out. Gonzalez has it by the corner flag. Important challenge there by Chantler. Played back now. As that's good work there from Challoner. Challoner, another new signing. Into the box it comes, and goes just wide. It was Whittam who tried to get on the end of it, but he took it on the volley, but couldn't get any power on it as he turned there and shot.
We've had a text message in, loud and clear in South London. Good to have you guys back on the radio. That's Dave in that there London.
Thank you, Dave.
That there London.
I hope it's as sunny as for you as it is here in Lancashire. Central Lancashire here. And Dave Carnell, a bit short of match practice after getting married last weekend. And of course, they're not a few days on honeymoon. Didn't play in midweek against Trafford, but takes this goal kick now. Easily won there by Teague. A powerful header back into FC territory. Gonzalez, the tall figure there, wins it, but second ball is won by Chantler, and it'll be a throw into Chorley, which Challoner will take. One of seven new signings for the home side here, as Gonzalez is robbed there by Winter. Winter dropping deep there to help out. Throw into FC United. Just level with their own 18-yard line. Chantler. Another throw in for him. Busy with his throw-in duties here is the number three. Winter goes up for that one then. Jerome Wright, but that's intercepted. And the ball comes loose now to Jarvis. Left back, adaptable left back. And that's a great ball through there. Marcus Carver with a fine run to the byline. Left-hand side. Carver. And that's an important challenge there by Dale Tong. And it will be a throw-in just by the corner flag, or will it be a corner?
Looks like a corner.
A corner ball, and Jarvis will prepare to take this one. And real threat here from Chorley. Had a good opening burst that first 30 seconds. And now, chance to strike from this corner now. It's Paul Jarvis, left-footed outswinger. Teague there, unmarked, and it's it!
Just
and
over.
And it just went out. It looked as though it went in, but you'd have to say there, Teague dropped back on his own. And so whoever was marking Teague there was caught napping. And it was a fine header from Teague that just,
you know,
aimed it for the top corner.
Sometimes it's good Swampy isn't here, because
that was a Swampy moment. Though,
yes, he would have gone goal. Oh no, it wasn't.
Well, it to the
it looked it, though, to the
naked eye,
to the naked observer. Yes. It was in.
Carnell with this goal kick, and that goes all the way out. Thompson, they're playing on the right flank, couldn't keep it in there. Always wonder whether Thompson is best employed in a wide role. Jarvis now has it for Chorley, and Jarvis beats two, beats three, and then is tackled by Kay. So Chorley in a black and white shirt, black shorts. Jarvis with the throw. No goals here. We play Watson in about 8 minutes, and down the line it goes. Eckersley with the header, and Kay with the second header. Jarvis wins the next ball. Ashworth with the header. Jarvis heads it back towards the danger zone. Nodded down there, and it was Jordan there who came forward, and then Dale Tong hoofs it clear. Greaves. But Teague wins that throw into FC United on the halfway line, right hand side. Getting a bit ahead of myself now. We played 6 minutes. Oh.
Yeah, I was hoping that you'd pick that up on your iPhone.
So it's Thompson. Now Sheridan tries to slide it through, but it's radars off course there. And Eckersley claims he got the ball, but he also got some of Marcus Carver. And it'll be a free kick.
Sometimes I don't listen to you. Did someone ask about Jason Walker earlier?
Well, let's assume they did.
Okay, we've got a tweet in saying he's a striker. Just to answer a question that one of you might have asked.
Yeah,
Jason Walker, yeah, and he's on the bench. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying thank you for that. And it will be a free kick, which Jordan will take. Stephen Jordan on the halfway line. Quick one through. Whittam! And, well, they were asleep there. It was Kay who did a superb job there getting back. And, well, Scott Kay. Well, that's twice now FC have almost been caught napping.
Two quick thinking free kicks. One corner, one free kick there. That's left us looking with egg on our faces. We're lucky to survive.
But, well, warnings for FC United. Can they heed them? Teague with the header there, and that'll be a throw into FC United. Halfway line, Dale Tong. Dale Tong looking for options here from this throw-in on the right-hand side for FC United. No goals here. Jerome Wright flicks it on half volley. Good idea, but too much on that flick. Goes out for a throw-in. Tom Greaves was waiting there, but throw-in to Chorley. Quickly taken, and Sam Ashton will stroke that out to the right-hand side, and it's Matt Challoner. Plays a long ball, but that slices right out of play. Throw into FC United midway inside their own territory, left-hand side. And, well, FC United got a bit of a football lesson last week, playing against League One Rochdale in a 3-0 defeat at Broadhurst Park. A game very much bossed by the men from League One, who superior fitness and just class told, really. They kept possession of the ball. The ball keeps balls keep disappearing on the far side, and disappearing for good by the look of it. Having to retrieve new footballs from the dugout. But anyway, throw in taken by FC United. Jerome Wright battling away with a number five leather. Throw into Chorley. Matt Challoner plays it to Whittam, who's dropped deep to get this one. Challoner, nice chip forward there. Gonzalez after this one. Headed down now by Marcus Carver. Marcus Carver tries to flick it back. Comes back to Gonzalez. Saved by Chorley. Well, it was a goal for Chorley. And it has been coming, I'm afraid. It was a ball fell for Gonzalez. He tried the first shot. That was stopped by Carnell. Went straight back, though, to Gonzalez. He didn't miss with the second attempt. And in his competitive debut for Chorley, that goal machine, Sefton Gonzalez, player of the season for Clitheroe last season. And in that First Division.
Division 1 North.
Division 1 North, thank you.
We've looked vulnerable defensively for 10 minutes now.
And you never like it when a goalkeeper makes a save and there's no one there to help.
But it was a horrible clearance that gave Gonzalez the first shot. And the rebound went straight back to him, which he hammered in.
So FC United now need to gather their thoughts. There's a massive beach ball on the pitch, which the referee, hands-on referee, has gone all the way to the corner flag to hand that to a steward.
And this is from the Chorley end, we should say.
Yes, they've got another one waiting to come in, and that may well drift onto the pitch. Maybe they'll get points deducted if this unruly crowd behaviour failure to control their beach balls. It played forward, but Cottrell now has it. FC surrendering possession straight away here, and they just need to get a grip of it now, FC United. Time for Jerome Wright to marshal his troops. It's Chorley 1, FC United 0 in the 11th minute, if you just joined us. And Sefton Gonzalez, the man who's put Chorley in front after an untidy clearance. And Dale Tong plays it to Winter. Tong slices it. Teague. And free kick there, bit of a late challenge, deemed by the referee there, by O'Keefe. And FC United need to get hold of the football. I think it's Challoner. Well,
I think he was fortunate to get that free kick then.
Well, Challoner deemed to have pushed over Chandler, but to be honest, he was just the stronger man by the look of it. Bit of a soft free kick there, and he would have been clear. Ashworth plays it forward to Kay. Kay to Eckersley. Eckersley flicked forward. And now it's Jarvis. Jarvis slides it through. Now Carver's got space. Left-hand side. Looking to see what the options. He's got two in the middle, but he wins a corner. And FC United under the pump here.
Charlie are looking much sharper, aren't they? Quicker. Finding space
in front of your mouth, Paul. There you go.
Well, they've got another corner now. Jarvis again to take it, and really FC have to be incredibly alert there, as all sorts of inflatable toys are flying around behind that goal. But corner comes in low this time. Cottrell with a low cross, and it's flicked in. It's gone wide. Owen Carver.
I tell you what, this defending at the moment is pretty atrocious, isn't it?
Well, all over the place. It was a surprise free kick played to Cottrell, who slid in a very dangerous looking ball, though. It was flicked back heel, just a bit off target. Carver had a chance, but spooned it over the bar. And FC United perhaps fortunate to be only one goal behind here.
Three set pieces we've been fast asleep on so far.
So Ashworth, and Ashworth caught in possession and draws a foul, and one always already starts to wonder about whether Kay might be deployed in a five-man defence if things continue like this, because FC United's defence looking a bit like it did against Rochdale in the first half last week, just not at the races. Carnell with this free kick. Thompson nods it down. Back to Dale Tong, halfway line. Kay will play another square ball to Chandler. Chandler over halfway, slides it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright plays it infield. Been forced wide, but now plays it out to Dale Tong. Dale Tong, right-hand side, a little bit of space in front of him. Square ball. Kay. Scott Kay out to Sheridan. Tries to get Chandler on the overlap. Chandler tries to play this. Could this go out for a corner? No, it won't. Leather intercedes. And that will be a free kick, because he was caught just a little bit late, I think, by Kay. And that will be a free kick. Unfortunate that from Kay, because Leather was under pressure and conceding the throw-in anyway, in what would have been a good position for FC United.
We've had another tweet in saying wishing you a successful season, but no name on it. And John earlier was Chocolate John. So hello, Chocolate John. Say hello, Chocolate John, everyone.
Hello, Chocolate John. Thanks for listening.
Paul.
Yes, hello, Chocolate John.
Thank you, Paul.
Not that we're like robots, completely controlled by a producer or anything.
That was completely unscripted.
Yeah, completely. I was about to say that anyway. As Sam Ashton takes this free kick for Chorley, and the home side with a 1-0 lead here in this opening day fixture. FC, of course, lost 1-0 at Gloucester, and haven't scored in an opening day of the season game since 2012. And battling away now, FC United, for this ball. Back to Carnell. And finds his touch deep inside Chorley territory. And I would suggest, Paul, that FC need to look and try and keep hold of the ball.
Yeah, disturbingly, this is a rerun of our last visit 12 months ago so far.
I'm surprised you not picked up on the goal in the first 10 minutes, by the way. It was nine minutes when it went in.
It was 9 minutes and a bit.
Same as usual.
It's the same first 10 minutes scenario of last season, isn't it?
And FC will be hoping to make sure it doesn't continue as last season's game did. Winter flicks it out. Thompson has stayed onside, right-hand side. Takes it towards the corner flag now with a cross. Decent cross. Oh, there's a goal! It's gone in! What about that? Cross comes short. Took everybody by surprise. Well, we'll convene the pundit's jury to decide whether or not he meant that. Paul.
Sam Ashton was completely caught wrong-footed by it. It just sailed over his head. I think he was looking for the deep cross, but I think he was looking for the men coming in. And nobody came in pretty much to attack it, but it just flew into the back post.
Well, that really has made a game of it, and FC's first pre-season goal in a season opener since 2012. Easy for me to say, as 1-1 now. And Jordan there with the clearance that goes out for a throw in, and that was such a fillip for FC United. Really were under the cosh for the first 10 minutes of this game, and that will settle things down for the men in red.
And it was Thompson, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely.
George Thompson made such a difference to this side in the second half of last season, and looking as though he'll continue to do so. Flicked on by Winter, but only as far as Teague, halfway line. Chorley skipper Jordan out to Leather will flick it forward. Gonzalez nods it on, but nobody's in front of him, and that will be a goal kick to FC United.
Just going back to the opening game of the seasons, you mentioned about we haven't scored for four seasons in the first game. 9 of the 11 first matches of the season have been away.
Which is a curious statistic, really, when you think how many years FC were in the Northern Premier League. And I mean, I thought because FC started away last season, they would start at home this season, but obviously it doesn't work out that way. But FC with two home games, of course, in the coming week.
And of the 11, it's 1-5, lost 4, drawn 2.
So FC will be looking for something out of this game today. And you would think that Carl Margensen, he'd love to win the game, but would not be unhappy with a draw here against this heavily reinforced Chorley side. And Ashworth.
Would you like a scoreline from the Tameside Stadium?
Why not?
Curzon Ashton 0, Kidderminster Harriers 2.
Mm. Well,
that's a start.
The
for
new
them,
boys, Kidderminster.
Yes, stayed professional though, haven't they?
Yes.
So stayed full time.
So them, they're full time and also filed.
Filed are, yes.
Gives you an idea of the range of clubs at this level, Division 6 of the Football League pyramid. Two full-time sides in this Northern National League North. Low cross intercepted. Throw into Chorley far side, Dale Whittam.
Can you say hello to Neil, who's in a hotel lobby in Paphos, Cyprus?
Hello, Neil, in a hotel lobby in Paphos, Cyprus. I visited there. Must be boiling. Darn hot there.
But the internet works.
Obviously, and Challoner with a throw in. 1-1 here. And Jerome Wright battles well for the ball. Winter fighting hard for that ball, but concedes a free kick. He doesn't like that decision by the referee. but a free kick in a decent position for Chorley. And the man in black and white, Dale Whitten, is going to take this free kick. Right hand side, about probably 25 yards from the byline. Plenty of shirts up there, including three central defenders. In it comes, nicely done. There comes, beats everyone. Gonzalez now will flick it back, low cross, breaks loose. Shot from Leather will go wide.
Just so shaky at the back. It's not very, it's a bit disconcerting, isn't it?
Which is, what's not happening is we're not getting decisive clearances, people getting kind of a unconvincing head or clearance on the ball, and it's not being cleared decisively.
Enough about the football. Can you say a big hello to Kev listening in Lanzarote? He said a big hello, so there's lots of holidays.
Hello, Kev in Lanzarote. 1-1 here. Thanks for joining us, Kev. Thanks to all of you who've joined, have given up your August in the sunshine. Maybe you are in the sunshine out in the garden, whatever. It's Gonzalez breaks through. He scored the first. Can he put Chorley back in front? He's still got the ball. 18 yards out. Try a left foot shot. Maybe try to pass in the end. Didn't quite get through to Carver there. And in the end, Kay will clear. Greaves will try and nod on, but he's got no one really to nod it on to. But a wild looking back pass from Teague. And Sam Ashton can't keep it in. Well,
it's only gone for a corner, we should say.
Yes, a corner. Well, FC United.
Diabolical back pass.
Really was. And from Chorley looking very much in control now. Scores a level. And even Teague there, a rock solid defender with a very ski whiff back pass there. And it's going to be. And it comes corner. And it was Tong now plays it back out to Sheridan. Sheridan there chips it forward. Not sure who that was intended for at all. And no problem at all for Sam Ashton. And that was unfortunate there. Chance to apply some pressure there, FC. But thank you for your company this afternoon.
Loud and clear in southern Spain from expat Tim. Good luck to the crew.
Thank you, Tim. And Carver now flicks it on there to Jarvis. Jarvis. But he can't quite control it. And the ball kind of slices away to the FC custodian, David Carnell. FC lose possession again, though. Over halfway is Cottrell. Cottrell plays it forward to Gonzalez. He flicks it across there to Jarvis. Number three, who plays in a very forward role. Crosses up. There's a... Ooh, it's a decent header. That was Whitten, but he couldn't get decent power on the header, but couldn't get the direction, and it goes a couple of yards wide there for a goal kick to FC United. George Thompson in some sort of a discussion with Carl Marginson there.
I think we have to introduce some kind of marking policy in the penalty box.
Rather than the zonal, the quasi-zonal marking, the zone being about a third of the pitch.
The friendly zone.
But, level terms here. Greaves, out headed there by Jordan. And now, Asquith wanted Tong to come, Tong didn't. Has to play it back to Carnell, and eventually Tong clears with his left foot. Teague there with a volley back into the FC danger zone. Carnell will take it on the bounce, and just about there as Gonzalez was sniffing around there. Should have been any mistake. Scott Kay for FC United. Plays the ball out to Dale Tong. Dale Tong will have to play it back to Carnell as he's pressurised. And Carver with good pressing there. Good work from the Chorley front line and the pressing, but the ball is given away by O'Keefe, and now FC will bring it away with Sheridan over halfway. Sam Sheridan, left hand side, he's got Jerome to his left, Jerome right, on he goes though. Sheridan and battling away, but good pressure there from Challoner, and he draws a foul there from Sheridan. Sheridan might have chosen to use Jerome right there, went himself and lost possession. And FC surely must crave just a period of possession. Just they've not held the ball well. Perhaps we don't know whether it was a highly skilled or fortuitous equaliser by George Thompson. That cross comes shot. And throw in. Challoner. For Chorley. And he wants some help there. Jake Cottrell provides that. Challoner has it back. Plays it back. To Leather. Leather flicks it forward. Ashworth is unchallenged and heads it clear. Ball breaks for Cottrell. Cottrell takes it down his chest as Gonzalez very well, and then Whittam there tried to put a through ball. Dale Tong has to clear. Cottrell picks up the loose ball and has to play it all the way back to his former FC colleague Ashton. And Leather with a long, long ball, decent looking ball to Carver. Carver flicks it out to Jarvis just on the edge of the 18-yard box. Jarvis flicks it across. Gonzalez will nod it back, but no one's there apart from Scott Kay, and Sheridan unceremoniously clears. Teague takes it on the volley inside his own half and then clears it well to Challen. A good ball from Teague. Challen has probably hit that too strongly, and Chandler will mop up for FC United. And that was I think an offside given, and it'll be a free kick to FC United. We've played 25 minutes here at Victory Park, where Chorley are the hosts for FC United on the opening day of the National League North, and our coverage brought to you by the Armchair Army and of course constructivecoding.com. Thank you to Constructive Coding for another year of sponsorship.
We're having a drinks break.
Having a drinks break.
And that gives us a good chance to plug what Constructive Coding do, which is they've got this team stat apps, which the live stats that James uses as a match commentator, they're available at liveteamstats.com. And they're quite good, aren't they, James?
Excellent, really are. They give you all you need to know, all your statistics, which Paul updates second by second. You can have a look at a league table if you want.
Which is all go at the moment.
I'm sure it is,
one game in.
It's a tight race at the top and the bottom.
Well, we're ahead of some clubs on goal difference now because we've scored a goal.
So there we are. So we really are. It's ours to throw away, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, we've got loads of hellos to say, OK? So are you ready?
We are ready.
Fan Ming says, could you say hello to our branch's young girl? Now, forgive me, Fan Ming. Tao Fei? Her favourite player is Mr. Hattrick on the bench, Jason Gilchrist.
Will that be Tao Fei, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
May well be.
See, you should have read that instead of...
Well, no,
this
I may be wrong.
Pumpkin.
don't demean yourself and don't...
Can you say a big Chorley can't crack FC for Carl in a bar in Portugal?
Yes, Carl, you can't crack FC Chorley in a bar.
In a bar in Portugal.
Oh, it's great.
And a big hello to Ben Dunkley in south of France. He says, can you say an even bigger hello to Ben?
Bonjour. Hello there to south of France. And we've got a very international listenership this afternoon. Pleased to have your company. Really do appreciate you tuning in from far and wide, perhaps having a little nice little glass of dry white wine by the pool or a beer somewhere, but really is a joy to have your company, and on this balmy, this hot afternoon here at Victory Park. Chorley FC 1, FC United and Manchester 1. We just had a proper drinks break. Good job I'm not an unreconstructed football fan saying that Jesse's on the drinks break, duty of care and all that.
Oh, he's
the modern
get that.
Game is a bad pass. Geelong wrote Chorley to make it 2-1. An appalling error there on the far side. I think it was Leather who made the mistake. Jerome Wright alert to the chance. Very calm and collected. Took it round Sam Ashton and then just strokes it into the net.
I'm a big fan of the drinks breaks.
Well, it is a bit like a cricket drinks break where a player loses concentration.
Well, the first goal left Sam Ashton as pink-faced as his shirt, and I think the right back will have a red face now after that back pass.
That's right. What I think that less clear, I mean, it was more, you would blame Sam Ashton for that first goal, but it was a more of an unusual one. That was just a poor back pass.
He was sold horribly short.
And but Jerome Wright still had to do the job, and he kept his cool, just slid it back. Could Ashton maybe have gone to ground? Would he have given himself a better chance?
He probably would have. He would have fouled him, I think, because it was classy from Jerome, that, wasn't it?
Possibly against the run of play. We're now 2-1 up with 28 minutes on the clock.
So, Chorley 1, FC United 2. Excellent start to the season here. We've got a good game of football. 29 minutes gone. And lots of entertainment here and work to do. Well, the Chorley dugout, you think, will be pretty furious. The way that they were dominating that... with early lead, 9th-minute goal, threatening more goals, and then George Thompson, a cross-come shot, equalising, and then a really poor back pass, letting in Jerome Wright there to make it 2-1 for the visitors. But FC will take it and throw in far side. Challenger preparing to take a long throw into the box there. Gonzalez takes it, sliced clearance from Jerome Wright, nodded on by Greaves. Can't really control it, and Cottrell picks up the second ball and slides it out. Referee says play on, headed on by Carver, just over the bar. Well, there's goals in this star game, because that was just over the bar. The referee played on there after a foul. The Winter just getting a little word from the referee. So he fouled Cottrell. Nicely flicked forward there, and well, Carver there, nice header, but just as the keeper committed himself, but just over the bar. Well, I think you could get very long odds against no further goals in this game. Both sides showing vulnerability, and of course that is adding to the thrill of the contest. Goal kick taken by FC United. Jerome Wright keeps it in, but it's won by Cottrell, and Cottrell will play a long ball forward, but it'll go through to Carnell. We've played half an hour, and thank you for your company this afternoon here on FCM Radio. I'm here with Paul Stato, a pundit cum statistician this afternoon, and Ben, the producer.
Hello.
Navigating us through this and chipping in with all your comments and a few expert comments of his own. As Sam Sheridan has it for FC United. Low forward. Kay is 18-yard line. Kay, left foot shot. Just wide. And he had space there. Well, it was, I have to say, it was Chorley's defence turn there. Just to be slightly half asleep there, because Kay was on the edge of the box in space. And just, well, just couldn't get enough power on it in the end there. But Kay in a very kind of a libero this afternoon. He's playing tight to the defence sometime, but not afraid to get forward. Licence to roam as Gonzalez keeps the ball in well, but it's cleared by Chandler. Jerome Wright loses possession, and now Whittam for Chorley. Chaloner cut out by Chandler, throw in halfway inside FC territory for the home side. Chaloner has it back, slides it through towards Whittam. He's got a half a yard on Chandler. Chandler recovers well, but he's won it back as Whittam. Now Chaloner with the cross. Very important challenge from Eckersley there, and Sheridan wins the second ball, and now rather isolated Greaves has it, plays it back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright there has got Thompson in space right over the other side of the field, but stays close with Scott Kay. And Ashworth there sliced slightly, but Thompson does well, keeps it in. Now it's Winter. That was a rather nonchalant, careless ball from Winter there. Instead of keeping it simple, kind of took it on a sort of bobbling half volley, and it just goes out of play, spirals out of play, throwing to Chorley. Played forward there by Jordan. Tong there gets in. Well, that's flicked forward. FC there just clearing rather aimlessly, and the ball coming back to Chorley. And that's played a long ball there for Leather. And and that is the referee. He's been quite benevolent with some of these challenges. Dale Tong slightly eased off the ball, you would say, but the referee did, deeming it to be a foul. But I think, again, as there was a similar one over the far side, I think a very generous decision there from the referee.
I think it was lazy defending, in that he was trying to shepherd the ball out instead of dealing with it. You run a risk if you do that.
We've had a few comments in about the drink break being a bit... remember your comments summer. Said in jest.
Have you not been in Chorley in August, listeners?
I tell you, it's boiling. Hotter than Lanzarote.
It's boiling, I tell you. Teague. Well, just to fend off Greaves, but FC have it back. Played forward to Greaves, 20 yards out, back to goal, but important challenge from Cottrell, who looks as sharp as ever. Stayed with Chorley since leaving about five seasons ago now. And now it's Kay. Volleyed pass there. Cut out. Jarvis plays it forward. Winter intercepts. Winter plays it down the line to Dale Tong. Dale Tong tries it forward. It's intended for Thompson, but it's cut out. And then it's hoofed away by Jordan, but nicely controlled by Sheridan. First time, half-volley pass. Can Jerome Wright keep it in, fix it across? But just can't get the ball, can't really pull the ball back there. Nice idea from Sheridan, but just... He needed another half-yard, did Jerome Wright, to be able to get control of the ball. Goes out for a goal kick. And we've played, 34 minutes now, and it's Chorley 1, FC United and Manchester 2 here in this National League North opening day fixture. And plenty of action, goal action, and that sort of frailty in both sides, which is the coaches won't like, but is adding to the intriguing nature of this contest. Eckersley goes up for this one. It's played forward now by Winter. Winter plays it across to Chandler. Chandler there with a long ball. It was intended for Jerome Wright.
To our latest score from the Tameside Stadium.
I'd love it. We'll have one.
Curzon 0, Kidderminster 3.
Well, setting down a marker. Kidderminster into the league this season, full-time professionals, and making absolute mincemeat of Curzon so far in that one. We're back here at Victory Park, FC United with a 2-1 advantage. Chaloner at right-hand side for FC, for Chorley. Cut out there by Ashworth.
It's very much a test by long ball, this, isn't it, today?
It is indeed, but some quite accurate, quite productive long balls from Chorley. They've got good target men, have the home side, as the throw-in comes in. And beats many. It comes down, it's a bobbling around, and it will go out for a corner ball. Just FC just need to find that way in this game and games to come of decisively dealing with crosses. Not been happening so far, and maybe a little bit fortunate to have only conceded the one goal. But now, corner ball to Chorley. Comes invitingly, but too far, and maybe O'Connell went for it. Maybe he could have left that, but it's cleared. Thompson tries to get on the head for the second ball, and now Sheridan will clear, and very isolated Greaves. And one thing about Greaves that he's
playing for another back pass,
and he's not. he's not got the great speed that you could do with for an isolated front runner. Greaves, great fitness, but 32 years old, and not quite got the zip that he once had. But Jarvis has it for let's take full on the chest as George Thompson.
Did you say he was?
32.
Good.
As it's played forward by Jordan. Oh, and it's now Gonzalez now back there, but just doesn't get his back a pass quite right, and Sheridan interceptions. Kay will bring it forward, but there's this huge gap between midfield and the front, and that supply line gets cut off as Cottrell brings it forward for FC United and tries a surprise shot of his own, but that goes over the bar. But there is this FC United of a deep-lying midfield, and then they get the ball in a certain area, and there's a long gap between the further forward players, whether it be Greaves or possibly Jerome Wright. So Chorley easily kind of, as I say, cutting off the supply line and regaining possession.
Possibly one reflection of the game is, apart from the scoreline, is it's 9 goal attempts to 3.
Well, that's very interesting, but it's FC United who have the goals for advantage, 2-1, coming back from a 1-goal deficit. Surely definite favourites for this game. And there will be a throw-in to Chorley far side.
I feel like I'm treating you like a performing monkey, James, but can I get a slow and methodical hello to me, Paul, in Middleton, who couldn't be bothered going to Chorley today?
Okay, I'll be right with you. Just when the next break of play is Gonzalez on the turn, and it's Paul in Middleton, was
yes.
it? Hi, Paul in Middleton. Really, thanks for your company, and don't worry. It's early season. You're maybe not match fit yet, and there's no point in being picked if you're not ready.
The number 18 bus doesn't go to Charlie.
Yeah, but perhaps you'll be there on Tuesday night for the first home game, and then, of course, Stockport County on Friday night. Busy start to the season for FC. Jerome Wright lets that go out for a throw into FC United just by the corner flag. Left-hand side as FC United defend.
And hello to Alan in Qatar, drinking a Guinness or two, listening to the classically unbiased commentary.
Electric guitar. If you were an electric guitarist, then there would you be an electric guitar. I bet you wish you hadn't tuned in. What was the name of the gentleman from Qatar?
Alan.
Alan. Hello, Alan. And I hope you're enjoying the Guinness there. And it must be, if it's hot in Chorley, goodness knows what it must be in Qatar. As Chorley have it far side. Chorley 1, FC United 2. Greaves with the tackle, wins the throw in well. FC United has been camped in their own half for the last few moments, and you certainly wouldn't want this FC United side to have a what we have, we hold mentality. But so far, so good. In an imperfect way for FC United. Oh, and slice there from Chandler. Ball bobbles around. Winter loses possession there. Gonzalez battling away. It's played forward. by Whittam, but FC win it back. And now the ball is with Jerome Wright. Now, can they hang on to the ball for a minute? Not got a lot round in there, but he's dispossessed in the end. And I think that FC United, I would say, need to get closer to each other in the centre of the field, because Chorley winning the back possession too easily now. Jarvis, left-hand side. Plays it back to Cottrell. Cottrell about 20 yards out. Nice looking ball in, but it's a little bit too strong. Nice idea.
I found Emily. I'm listening live. This is from David Wilson. I'm listening live in Portugal with Emily. We're hiding from the sun, enjoying the commentary. So that's where she went.
Thank you very much, Emily. And do you want to tweet when you're planning a return? I mean, you're obviously going to face disciplinary action. Not turning up for training and all.
You can't go on holiday and not put it on the spreadsheet.
I know, well, that's the Yorkshire, of course, but let's not get into all that on there and possibly face some sort of litigation, White Rose litigation. But meanwhile, on the pitch, Dale Tong flicks it forward there. Greaves battling with Teague. Teague wins it comfortably, but it'll be a throw into FC United, level with the 18-yard line. And Paul Hinson establishing himself now as the pundit. You have to wonder, how easily will it be for Maguire to force a way back in? A little bit complacent from the Yorkshire girl. And throw in. Dale Tong preparing to take this one. Plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now switched over to the right-hand side for the moment, but loses possession. Cottrell tackles him. Jarvis plays it forward. Long ball there. But Carnell's committed himself well and will let this ball roll into the 18-yard box.
Until he actually picks the ball up in his hands.
In fact, Spencer just turned up on commentary. It's amazing.
He would have done if that ball had been another millimetre slower. As Carnell clears, Chorley 1 FC United 2. Teague wins that header. And now it's Ashworth for FC United. Back to Chantler. Chantler having a decent game on the left-hand side. He's tackled and he wins a throw-in round about the halfway line. We have, 4 minutes to go to half-time. And how thrilled Carl Margenson will be to go in ahead at half-time after conceding that early goal. Good response from FC with a little bit of assistance from some carelessness at the rear from Chorley. And that ball that Ashworth lets it drop, heads it back to Carnell, and very cool and calm in the end was the number six there. So with Gonzalez prowling around, and he does look a dangerous prospect. Gold machine last season, he started well for Chorley this season. Headed away there by Jordan, and that's a throw into FC United, level with the 18-yard box as they attack on the right-hand side. Dale Tong jogs forward.
Would you like a score from the Tameside Stadium?
Is that the only other place
where
we're playing?
One football webpage is updating. Curzon 0, Kidderminster 5.
Goodness me.
I wonder if they'll declare at half time.
They picked the wrong opening fixture, I think, Curzon. No nonsense there. And they really do not mean to stay in this division for long, do the Harriers. But anyway, this field. Well, this time, the tail seemed to wag the dog a bit there. There was a clash between the two. Gonzalez went over, and there was a cry of anguish from around the ground, and then the referee blew his whistle. But as he's been a little. Perhaps a little generous with some of the infringements from an FC point of view, perhaps one can't complain too much if you're of an FC persuasion.
The players are taking one or two breathers, aren't they, by not restarting the game very quickly.
And kicking the ball away, and the referee's not penalising health and safety. Risk assessment. In comes the free kick. Floated nicely, headed down by Teague. Battling away is Ashworth. Ball still not clear, it's bubbling around. FC just can't get rid of Whittam. Teague, 2-2. 2-2, and FC United just did not deal with that. How many chances do they want to give Chorley? Ball bubbling around, and it was after you. A nicely one that was slipped to Teague, and a good cool finish there from the Chorley skipper, and it's 2-2.
Similar story to the first goal, really, isn't it? Failure to clear the lines. Well, pinball in the box.
Some absolute fundamentals here. I mean, both sides really have.
Yes, it's comedy of errors more than much ado about nothing.
And not too amusing for Carl Margenson. That really was the ball. Three or four times an FC player got a foot on it and just did not deal with it. 2-2. Dale Tong plays it forward towards Greaves. Greaves heads it across. O'Keefe tries to clear, but it's intercepted there by Greaves, and now Gonzalez just can't control it though, throwing FC United. And we played 44 minutes here, all square now, and Dale Tong down the line it goes. Teague slices his clearance and utters an expletive as he does so, that self-admonishing expletive. And Dale Tong forward to Kay. Kay back to Tong, and it was O'Keefe that interceded there. It's a throw into FC United, level with the 18-yard line. Thompson, score of FC's first, but easily mopped up there by Chorley. Played forward, Ashworth with the header, flicked on by Sheridan. Now Jordan will play a back pass to Sam Ashton. Kay bearing down upon him, but clearance goes now to Chantler. Play back to Ashworth, and we're on 45 minutes now. Can either side find something to take the lead at half time? Cottrell plays it out to the left, but careless ball there from Winter, and it's cleared. Long ball intended for Carver, but it's much too strong, and David Carnell will collect and distribute it straight away to Dale Tong, who'll bring it forward. Dale Tong dummying, going to be a bit elaborate here in front of the Chorley front line, and wisely plays it back to Carnell. And we're into added time, and maybe a little bit of that because of the goal scored and
the drinks break.
But Carnell's clearance, no sign of a board yet. Dale Tong lets the ball bounce. Eckersley battling with Gonzalez. Some of the crowd thinking he might have been leaning on Gonzalez's shoulder a bit. Nothing doing, says the referee. Throw in.
No, he's given,
he's given the free kick there. And we've played nearly a minute of added time. And as we say, there's been we haven't seen a board go up, so we're sort of, I'd guess, a couple of minutes of added time. But Chorley now, well, can they get themselves back in the lead with this promising-looking free kick? About 40 yards out by the byline. And it's number six, Stephen Jordan, preparing to take this one for Chorley. Floats invitingly up there. Teague can't quite get on the end of it. Gonzalez tries to keep it in, and its goal kick can't do so. And we've played nearly 2 minutes of added time. And what a fine first half of football we've had here. A very error-strewn first half, but an entertaining one for all of that. And David Carnell prepares to take the goal kick here. A goal kick will bring the first half to an end. A very, very eventful first half here at Victory Park. The scoreline of Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 2. It was the home side that went ahead in the 10th minute. Sefton Gonzalez, after FC didn't really deal with an offensive move by the home side. Then there was a period of pressure from Chorley. They didn't make the most of their superiority. And then George Thompson in the 16th minute crossed the ball, what looked like a cross, but it sliced across, completely took Sam Ashton by surprise, and the Chorley goal, 1-1. And then 28th minute, awful back pass by Leather, was pounced upon by Jerome Wright. He took it round Sam Ashton, gave FC United the lead. FC United really not getting hold of the ball enough in midfield, not dealing with things at the back adroitly enough. And in the 44th minute, it was Andy Teague, the skipper, who netted after FC United missed three or four opportunities to clear the ball. And Teague got a pass and dealt with it very calmly, put it into the corner, and that leveled things up. But it's, well, anything could happen, really. Perhaps the momentum slightly with Chorley, with that equaliser coming just before half-time. But we leave you here at half-time at Victory Park in this National North League opening day fixture. Chorley 2, FC United of Manchester 2.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This is FC UM Radio, where footballing insight is left at the door.
And you are listening to FC Live here on FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you sexy people, the Armchair Army. And we're live here at Victory Park. Chorley 2, FC United of Manchester 2. Well, and one thing is for sure, Paul, I was expecting four goals in that first half when it kicked off, but we got four goals by hook or by crook. Not the best game of football, though.
If the defending doesn't improve, we'll see another four in the second half. I think if you look at all four goals, they're all riddled with mistakes in some way or other, aren't they?
I thought the first game of the season, because, you know, we mentioned the Gloucester game last season, but that was your archetypal first game of the season. It was KJ, it was just one of them things. But like you say, it's just been a bit haphazard, to be
fair.
Well,
there's been first games where both sides have been totally inept and it's finished 0-0. The difference is, in this game, players have been punished for mistakes. And we saw this last season, didn't we, at this level. You don't get away with mistakes. If you don't clear the box properly and a second chance arrives, the second chance goes in. The back pass for the second goal that Jerome converted was absolutely criminal, wasn't it?
Well, one thing that I picked up on when I was having pie and peas before kickoff was just how long the grass was. And yeah. It is a bit, I don't want to say it's like a jungle, but it's a bit longer than you'd expect at this time of the season. And the ball was just, it was like it was a wet pitch, in a way.
They're playing it long and looking for the second balls. And if they don't battle us to win the first ball, we're not clearing the second ball. And they're just picking it up, and they're encouraged by this. So they keep bombarding us with this long ball business. And we've got no composure in the back four at all. If Emily's listening, she'll know what we're talking about because she saw it last season. Whether we need Scott Kay to reinforce it again is another argument, because in pre-season Scott has done a great job dealing with crises in the defence, and at the moment Ashworth and Eckersley are just not showing the cohesion and the understanding, and we're just being pulled to bits.
Yeah, it's an odd one. Were you surprised with the formation we took at the start, because we've not really played 4-5-1 in the pre-season friendlies?
It's so FC, isn't it?
Yeah.
To go through eight friendlies, was it, I think? And on the first day, we moved to something that we haven't seen for a while. You know, so the preparation, maybe not what it should have been if we were going to go down this road, but it's very much an FC way, isn't it? It's let's wing it. It was disappointing at 2-1 we didn't see out the first half. With about 7 or 8 minutes to go, that was the time to get a grip of the ball for the first time and just try and see out the half. But we've never been able to do that. We've never controlled this game at all. It's always been back to front. Whenever we get the ball, we've virtually given it away again. And it's encouraged Chorley to come back, which is, you know, not really the way we want it to be.
We should say the goals we've scored have been a bit fortuitous, but welcome. Jerome Wright took a back pass that was, he did very well with it. Joe Thompson, we certainly think he meant it, across to the far post that went in. Are we fortunate to be two goals? Because we've not created any clear cut chances, have we?
I think on the balance of play, certainly Chorley deserve to be level. They've created more, they've had more goal attempts. We've lived on our wits a bit, on our nerves around the edge of the box at times. Hopefully change will happen at half time. I'm not talking about personnel, but tactically. We've got a very young bench, and it's possibly, you know, you look at that bench now and you think, is this the kind of game where you want to throw young players in with a game on the knife edge, or with us going behind if we do go behind? It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see who the we've got a very young bench. Obviously, we've got Matthew Wolfenden, but then we've got Jason Gilchrist, Nathan Lowe, Jake Williams, Kieran Glynn. I think Jake Williams is the oldest there, and I think he's about 22, isn't he? So it's a young bench.
It is a young bench, and it's a big challenge. This Chorley away is a tough game. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. It did look in the early stages like we could go down 3-0 again the way it panned out the first 10 minutes. But football's a funny game, isn't it? I mean, we got an equaliser out of fresh air there, really.
Yes, absolutely.
And it could happen again.
So we'll wait and see. The second half is coming up very shortly. We should say we're doing an experiment today called the SCM Radio Pink Edition, where we're going to try and do a phone-in. The details are available on the Match Day Update thread. Go to the Armchair Army Directory Experiment. So far, we've had no applications for the directory. So if you don't want it, listener, then we'll take your feedback on board. And next week, there's no pink edition, but we're going to give it a go today.
You can vote with your fingers.
You can vote with your fingers. If you don't think it's a good idea, which a couple of the FC Live team and radio producers thought, is it a good idea? We've given it a go. Have a look at the Armchair Army directory, Fred, please. And
the threat is that we'll come up with another idea.
Exactly.
So
there is an all-new show with no name today at 5:30. There's also the Soulful Shack at 7. Reggae, Latin, funk and bass beats at 8. We've also got Hidden Gems with Scott Taylor at 9. Hot Biscuits Jazz Show at 10. And then the Saturday Album Show at 11. Not that I've... Balearic Ultras Radio
not
at midnight.
Not that you've memorised any of this.
Absolutely not, Paul. This comes. My club is back tomorrow evening as well. The new podcast, that's with Cockers and Marv, are back for that one. And FC Live is back on Tuesday for Telford United, of course.
And don't forget, this club is my club.
That's what I just said. Yeah, this goes back up. Out tomorrow evening. There's a text number as well, which you can join us and text us today. 0161 850 1878. 0161 850 1878. And James is back.
Do we have any scores to work with?
Well, this is the thing. I've been looking.
Well, they're reading them out. The listeners want.
Yeah, we're not listening. Though.
They might be making them up.
Yeah, I'm going to get them online in a second, and then we'll. But football webpage is my normal source, isn't updating, unfortunately. So we'll. I'll get them in a second or two. I did say that I'd read out every single member of the Chinese branch who's donated money to FCM Radio over the summer. I think Fan Ming decided that this would be funny, so we're going to try it now. A big thank you to the following people. Yolanda Sun, Fu Yahoo, Yohai, sorry, I should say, Yong Hong Zeng, Jingxian Feng, Yilin Pan, and Ren Tao Meng. So thank you for your kind generosity to the Chinese branch. Much appreciated. And we promise to grab Swamper someday soon and take him off your hands, because he does become a burden after a while.
Swampy, if you're listening, hi mate, I hope you're really well, we miss you.
You've got the scores, good. Latest scores, Worcester City 1, Harrogate Town 1, Boston United 0, Stalybridge Celtic 1, that's a good scoreline that for Stalybridge. Ulti 1, Darlington 1883 0. Of course, Darlow have had a bit of a clear out, haven't they, since last season, and got some new players in. Gainsborough 1, Bradford Park Avenue 0. I'm going to suggest that's a bit of a shock, because Bradford have been looking very good in pre-season. Stockport 3, Alfreton Town 1, Nuneaton 1, Halifax 1, Salford City 0, Gloucester City 0, Brackley 0, Tamworth 0, and Telford United 0. AFC Fylde 0. Good scoreline on that from Telford. And for those people who've been keeping abreast of the Tameside Stadium, Curzon Ashton 0, Kidderminster 5. Boom. Thoughts, Paul, on any of them?
Well, I'm just wondering whether Kidderminster might declare at half-time, but...
Fylde have just taken the lead at Telford.
Oh, there you go. So, breaking news.
They mustn't have had a drinks break, presumably.
No, presumably. What the hell is that? What are they doing?
It's very Premier League.
It's very ITV Saturday night, isn't it?
It's like a boxer's walking, isn't it?
I don't watch ITV on a Saturday night, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I think darts has got a bad reputation. Can I say that?
I think there's a more nuanced comment would be that actually that's what's kind of made darts, all this stuff, you know.
So this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Live team stats are available, that's at liveteamstats.com. 0161 850 1870 to text, Twitter at FCUM Radio. There's always one match day, Fred, of course, and station at FCUMradio.co.uk. Second half coming up very, very shortly, as you can tell by the theme music, but it's now time for the second half with James and Paul.
Well, thank you very much, Ben, and some of the FC fans are now decamped to the new stand behind the goal towards which FC are kicking. But many have remained steadfast there in the traditional away stand there, and a few sitting on the mound.
It's a nice embankment now, isn't it?
I remember being at that playoff.
No changes on the pitch, from what we can see.
Yeah. Sorry, I was about to say, I remember being at that playoff a few seasons ago, and stewards being very heavy-handed about people being on the grass for no reason. Anyway, off we go. Sheridan gets tackled immediately and fouled in the process.
That was Skelmersdale, and they were right to, because it was like a really steep hill and someone was going to run down it and hurt themselves.
As Chandler plays this forward, Scott Kay, well, there's no sign of him dropping deep because he was up in the striker's position there for that forward ball, so no apparent change in formation. We wondered whether Carl Margenson might put Kay back in the defence for a player three, but
I'm afraid we started a precedent here, James. Scarf has said, can you say hola Pamela?
Hola Pamela. As Jerome Wright plays it to Chandler, and Jerome Wright there, well, there's a little bit of wrestling almost going on there, and eventually the referee decided it was a pinfall and a free kick to Chorley deep inside their own territory. And the main ingredient, surely, Paul, in the second half for FC United is keep the ball better and just close up, tighten up the midfield formation.
Possibly some marking of Chorley players might be useful.
It's played forward there. Eckersley will be underneath, but Gonzalez wins it, and Ashworth there with a slightly ham-fisted half clearance, but Dale Tong to the rescue, and he hoofs it over the dugout there for a throw in to Chorley on the right hand side on the halfway line, just inside FC territory. Challoner. It's played back there to Leather. And there's two men are carvers after this. Good pace from him. And Dale Tong there clears it away. Still looks a bit uncertain at the back there for FC United. As Cottrell wins it and then tries to, well, he tries to buy the foul. He does so, but the referee says play on. And now Leather with a clearance. He was sold a bit short there, but he plays it forward. Out wide, and oh, that's nice work from Dale Tong there as he scoops it over the head of Jarvis and keeps the ball. And now Thompson there with a long ball, left footed, taken nicely on his chest. Jerome Wright, Chandler, first time ball on the half volley. Can Wright get to this? Good defending, important defending from Leather there, but that was nice football from FC United as Chandler prepares to take this one. Close to the corner flag, Chandler tries to thread it through. Now Sheridan's on the ball. On the touchline, he's got two men in attendance there. And it falls now for Chandler. Plays it back towards Kay. Kay, can he battle his way through? Greaves, Thomas it. Greaves. On the turn, left footed, just couldn't get enough on it. Horrible. Excellent work from Kay there.
Horrible scuff shot from nothing really, wasn't it? Kay's perseverance won him a chance.
Yeah. And Tom Greaves, could he even have taken a touch possibly? Well, a striker wouldn't be obviously going to shoot on the turn, but he'll be furious with himself that he didn't at least get contact, at least couldn't work the keeper there. Still 2-2, and Gonzalez is being fouled by Kay in the opinion of the referee, and that'll be a free kick to Chorley in a nice position for them, about 35 yards out. Whittam prepares to take this one, and the big brigade jogging up there. Whittam being told to hold his horses while the three big men all take a position up front. And instructions being bellowed from the Chorley dugout. Matt Jansen, the former Blackburn player, the coach there, as Whittam plays his forward. It's a nice looking ball, but just couldn't get enough on it. I think was that Leather there or Jordan who got his head on it, but not. It was couldn't get enough on it in the end. It was Leather, in fact, but just ball going wide. Lovely free kick though, really was.
They've obviously worked on set pieces in the summer, haven't they?
Absolutely, and 2-2, the score remains here. National League North, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you, the Armchair Army. Lovely to have your company, whether you be in Middleton or Qatar or Portugal or Paphos.
Yes.
There you go. As Jarvis plays it down the line now, Gonzalez deep inside FC territory. Goal scorer, dangerous figure.
Hello to Tyler, sat listening, hoping his uncle Jason Gilchrist gets a run out today.
Aww. Well, he scored a hat-trick, of course, 10 days or so ago against Nelson. And Faith rewarded with a place in the FC squad. He's on the bench today. Very young FC bench. Jake Cottrell wearing 7. Slides it down. Threads it through. Gets it back. Checks. Cottrell though plays a low cross in. Cleared by Eckersley. Greaves does well. Battles away there with Teague. But Teague, does he come out on top in the end? In the end, he's fouled by Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright feels he got the ball. And remonstrates with the referee, whose cards have remained in his pocket. There's not really been any malicious challenging, but clumsy challenging here and there, and free kicks given that perhaps wouldn't have been given on another day by a different official. But it's a free kick to Chorley, about 40 yards out. Whittam again, the man standing over it. Greaves policing him, making sure he can't take a quick free kick. And there's
Thompson has spoken out a turn, and he's getting lectured.
Indeed, yes, Thompson saying one too many things, and Mr. Mulrain, he's having a really, really good chat. Thompson continuing the discussion. Sure, it's very enlightening for both sides, but Mr. Mulrain has the last word, but no cards. And the game remains a card-free zone. 2-2, but Chorley now with this free kick that Whittam prepares to take. Dale Whittam, number 8 for Chorley. Black and white striped shirts, black shorts. As it floats in, it's another good ball just over the head of Teague, and Teague had space. You would say that again he wasn't being marked tightly enough, but the ball was just a little bit too strong. It's a good, he plays a good free kick, does Whittam. Really cultured right foot there. And now Kay, who's dropped deep to get this one, plays it out to Dale Tong. Dale Tong nods it forward. Jarvis intercepts with his head, does well, does Jarvis. Important challenge from Eckersley there. The ball, though, is back now with Jake Cottrell. Run about the halfway line. Cottrell plays it out now to Leather. Leather chips it forward. Another inviting ball from the back. Comes back there to O'Keefe. Well, there was an offside, I think. It was a free kick anyway. But O'Keefe there in space, but shot it straight at David Carnell anyway, but it wouldn't have counted. 2-2. Here at Victory Park, Chorley, National League North action. Looking, 52 minutes played.
Looking at the scores, you'd say this was a right for match of the day, wouldn't you?
It would, yeah. It certainly would. Certainly not too many dull moments here. Your eyes are firmly on it because both sides showing that vulnerability which can lead to goals and has done so far. 4 of them. Crossed there by Chandler. Loose ball comes out of Sheridan. Bit of space. Sheridan will think about a long shot. Oh. Low shot and just wide. Excellent attempt by Sam Sheridan. Chorley probably would have felt they would have should have somebody should have got out to him quicker, but it was a great strike from Sheridan, just shaving the upright there, the right upright, and score remains 2-2.
Well, he's the closest to score against his old club. There's 4 old boys on the pitch, 2 on each side.
Yes, as that's played forward then, nodded forward by Marcus Carver, one of this plethora of new signings here at Victory Park. Chandler plays it back to Carnell in an all-green goalkeeper's strip. Newly married and playing that forward to Greaves, beautifully taken by Greaves, slides it out to the right-hand side, Thompson cross, but
should be doing better with that.
Just took a bit of a deflection there and was no problem for Sam Ashton. And Chorley, I understand Paul benefiting from a six-figure fee received for Stevenson, who's
he was their main man last season, the leading scorer.
So plenty of money to spend. Cry of anguish there that Ashworth committed a foul, but nothing doing, said the referee. But back in possession are Chorley with Jake Cottrell. Evades his man so well. Good tackle by Chandler. And then Kay with the tackle. And Cottrell and Kay just having a moment. And Whittam getting involved. And the referee just saying, calm down, boys. It's a hot day. And I don't want this game to be marred by some rash moment from a player of either side. It's a good contest. And referee instructing Challoner to take the throw in from where the ball alighted, which is back inside his own half, not about 10 metres inside FC's territory. Takes the throw. Whittam back to Challoner. Good tackle from Greaves, but it's another throw in front of their own dugout now for Chorley. Thrown back to Teague inside his own half, the Chorley skipper. He's got Jordan alongside him, and Jordan plays it forward. Well, beats one, beats two. And the ball played out nicely now to Jarvis. That's played back to Jordan. Jordan plays it on the half volley down the line. And Gonzalez now into the box. Gonzalez, important tackle. That was such an important tackle by Winter. And now, but Winter now bringing it forward. And furious is Jerome Wright because Winter makes the mistake there. And Eckersley was with that challenge before. I should correct myself. And pressure there leads to a throw-in for Chorley. It's level with the 18-yard line. Whistle blown by the referee.
Have they given Chorley the throw-in?
Indeed. And there's still this... The referee just wants to have a word with Carver and Jerome Wright. I think he just wants players to calm down. It's getting a bit niggly at the moment, this game. 2-2. Hot August day, and just players just have to... Ashworth getting a little word as well. And
he's doing his best to keep his cards in his pocket.
He really is. He's refereeing this game very well, I would say. And in comes their free kick, though, and it's loose. It's... Ashworth heads it away. John Thompson with a rather ham-fisted half clearance there. Cottrell plays it back into the danger area. Tong goes over there, and when he gives away a free kick, he felt that Jarvis backed into him, but nothing doing, says the referee. It's a free kick to Chorley, and this is in a very good position for the home side.
Whittam again, no doubt. Possibly going to be invited into this, but maybe not.
But ideal position again. The big trio from the back of Chorley. These three central defenders are all lying in wait for this one.
It's like the left back's taking this one.
Jarvis is going to take this one, and plenty of men up there. Need for concentration and tight marking now from FC United. And Jarvis will prepare to take this one left-footed. Floats it in. It's quite low, but it's headed away by Tong, but second ball is won easily. And look at the space that Carver's got here. He chips it over. It's a beautiful ball, but it just evades the heads of the Chorley players. And it will be a corner ball. It comes off a red head, as it were. And we played 57 minutes, and Chorley are in command in the way they were at the early part of the first half now, and looking to regain the lead here. The home side. Really, FC United have to be on their mettle with some defending to do here. Whittam is going to take this this corner ball.
Eventually.
Here it comes. Oh, it's a good-looking ball. Right where you want. And it goes. There's another corner.
Can't flap it at that, then.
I mean, well, Carl, I don't know what Carnell's shouting about. Shouting at the referees if he was fouled. Tong's getting involved as well. Trying to pressurise the official here, but... And referee, well, he's patiently explaining to Dale Tong, and Wright's getting right now, pushing Dale Tong away. Good captaincy there from Jerome Wright. But another corner here, right-hand side. And it's only going to be a matter of time if FC United do not clear this ball and get some possession. In it comes from Whittam. Another far post, but it just spins out of play in the end. Fortunately
for
FC United.
He goes for that a lot, doesn't he? Trying to curl it in. We've had a comment in that not six figures for Stevenson, maybe about $35,000. So you should ask the chairman, really. He's sat right in front of us.
Indeed, and I'll
that'd just, be rude, wouldn't
the
it?
Researcher that gave me that information will face a hearing later. Exaggerating tabloid journalism, I think, from some of the researchers.
I think that's a bit of kindness.
Was it plus add-ons, is it?
Plus drinks breaks.
Indeed, as Leather brings it forward now out of the Chorley defence. Well won by Eckersley, but who will win the second ball? As usual, it's Chorley. Jarvis does well. Charlie there, and a good attentiveness there from Sam Sheridan. But they still have it to Chorley, and Gonzalez Gonzalez tries to slip inside Eckersley. Nice, but Jarvis with the cross there. Winter gets an important foot in the way. And more pressure from Chorley. All men against boys at the moment. Two all the scoreline, but Chorley banging on the FC door.
There's Charlton are banging on the Hummers door.
Here it goes, and that's flicked in neatly there. Gonzalez heads it on, but he doesn't get enough power on that. Easy catch for Carnell now. Wants to settle things down, you feel. FC just need to just get hold of the ball. Saw from Rochdale last weekend an absolute masterclass in how to retain possession. Oh dear there. Chandler just when FC have the ball. Absolutely appalling. Just gives it straight back to Chorley. And Jordan plays it to Jake Cottrell. Good interception by Dale Tong. And that ball will go out for a throw into FC United. Now can they just take control of this football for a little while. Take a bit of pace out of the game. Take the pressure off the back line for a few moments at least. Dale Tong plays it back to Ashworth. Ashworth has Chandler outside. Can Chandler do a better job than he did a few moments ago? Bring it over halfway. Plays a simple ball to Sheridan, who plays it back to Eckersley. Eckersley will play it out to the left. Aim for Jerome Wright. Poor ball. And they regain possession. And Challoner now will... that's for Gonzalez to chase. He's got a good speed on him. And Ashworth has to concede the throw in. And at the wastefulness of FC United when they have possession. And it's not as if they're giving the ball away under any sort of pressure. There's just no cohesion at all. And you feel that someone like Kay Winter's got to be coming to get the ball. And FC United just got to close ranks a bit in that midfield and retain possession. And eventually the ball, in fact, it's going to be a throw into FC United. The ball came off a Chorley player. And Chandler prepares to take this one. We've played 61 minutes, 2-2. Nodded down there. Teague has it halfway. Back to Jordan, who threads it through neatly for Jarvis. Jarvis will play it forward. Jarvis 25 yards out. Nice ball to Carver. Carver, well, bit of a waste there from him there. The low cross might have been more effective there. Trying to a long high cross, but just didn't control it at all, and it's a goal kick. And now can FC United just settle things down?
We've had a tweet in from Vincent, technically an advert this. Go Go FC, listening from Kaido, China. Here's a huge beer festival. Come and drink beer. So there we go. Well, if you're in the area.
If you're in the area, otherwise you could check flights on a variety of search engines.
Don't drink and fly.
Jerome Wright brings it forward. Jerome Wright, centre field. He's got four men round him, and he's won a free kick. Jerome Wright remonstrating, but he was fouled, and he's got a free kick. I don't really know what there else. It wasn't particularly a malicious foul, and it's a free kick in an excellent position.
But they're pushing and showing going on for no particular reason.
Yeah, players getting just losing their cool a little bit here, and this is where the more experienced heads like Tom Greaves getting involved there, just calming things down.
It's a hot day, and we've gone beyond 60 minutes, and no time for substitutions. The drinks are being thrown out whilst there's
I'm sure there'll be another drinks break around about 69 minutes, something like that.
Thompson's lining this up.
Now, this is an opportunity. It's about 23 yards out. And George Thompson, who's got a very, very accomplished right foot, Chandler in attendance as well. He could play it with his left foot.
Five in the world, plus two FC.
Now then, can FC make something of this? George Thompson strides forward. Oh, what an absolute beauty from George Thompson! Low to the left hand, keeper's left hand. It's an absolutely impeccable delivery from George Thompson, which gives FC the lead. Well won there, Jerome Wright, with an excellent run. The foul was given, and George Thompson, that is as good as you'll see.
That was terrific technique, wasn't it? With a big wall in front of him. You couldn't fault the keeper there. It was just a beautiful strike, wasn't it?
Really, absolutely bent around the wall.
Well, Thompson's hit the ground running this season.
He has indeed, and my goodness me, FC United under all that pressure. This game is unpredictable. Chorley on top. But FC United come up the field, get into a dangerous position for the first time for about 10, 15 minutes, and win the free kick, and George Thompson, pure class.
You really get punished in this division, don't you?
You certainly do.
63 minutes, that, I think.
Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 3. Well, an excellent start to the season here in terms of entertainment. That's probably the first goal where you wouldn't fault a defender. And there's going to be a free kick to FC United.
I think it was a late challenge there.
It was indeed, quite a late whistle. And FC United now, what does Marginson, does he keep the same formation? Is he tempted to put Kane in a more rear guard role, or does he think, somehow this is working, let's keep it as it is?
He's kind of let it roll for 20 minutes, hasn't he, with no change in any shape or form, and he's been rewarded in a strange way as well.
But, so, and of course, what FC don't want to do is sit back. That really would be inviting trouble. But Sheridan there battling with Cottrell. Cottrell with a half-volleyed clearance. Chandler will. And Carver with an unnecessary shove on Chandler there.
It's getting a bit testy, isn't it, out there?
This would be a blow to the home side if they were to come out of their opening day home fixture with nothing. And now Cottrell brings it away. Dale Tong calmly done there. George Thompson, the scorer of that third FC goal. Now it's Sheridan, nods it on. Now it's Kay, turns nicely. Can he keep possession? He flicks it towards Jerome Wright there with Challoner in attendance. And that would go for a goal kick. Good work from Challoner there, is shepherding that out of play there.
What was that young lad called? I can't remember his name. Tall lad, played in midfield, scored a beautiful free kick. More or less exactly the same.
Oh, I know exactly, yeah. Tierney.
Tierney.
He was very Tierney-esque, wasn't it, that goal?
Yes, he was... As Sheridan nods this on centre field, free kick again, surely giving another one away. FC United will be in no hurry to take these now.
I have a suspicion Charlie lost their opening home game last season to Nuneaton.
Suspicion? You had a suspicion there was a six-figure fee paid for a certain player.
That wasn't
well.
A suspicion, that was that was quoted.
All right, so some down the line, we're passing the book, are we? Well, you know, at the end
name
it
names.
Stops with me.
Name names.
I'm the one that broadcast it. This book stops here. As Greaves wins well, and I think he's won a corner there. Yes, he has. Neatly done, and a battle there between Challoner, and a verbal battle between, I think it was Teague and Challoner, about what should have been done with that ball. And Sheridan strolls across. Take this corner. Can FC, could they find a fourth here? Surely two FC United and Manchester three. Sam Sheridan prepares to take this corner from the left-hand side. Sheridan, right-footed in swing, a decent delivery. Well won by the keeper. He's still bobbling about and cleared. And now Dale Tong, he's got to get this one back to a good strong head was required there. And Carnell brings the ball out down there, but the keeper's down, and the play will have to stop. Physio straight on.
Not the keeper.
Not the keeper.
It's you can't miss the keeper, James. It's
indeed. It is a bit. Not Sam Ashton, no, it's there will be a drinks break, will be taken now. From here, I have to admit, we can't see it, so we just see the green boots.
I've got some news, breaking news. We're scrapping the pink edition today because we've had no takers for the phone in.
Broken news.
So, broken news, the pink is not happening at 5, instead, it's the show with no name, which is a new one and quite funny.
Yeah, we'll keep. We'll keep building up that
we'll
portfolio. Is it Teague? I think it may be the skipper that's...
He's back up anyway. He's a bit dazed.
Indeed.
Don't forget you can tweet us, by the way, at FCUM Radio. Text 0161850 1878. Some late scores. Worcester 2, Harrogate 1. Boston United 0, Stalybridge 1. Altia 1-0 up against Darlow. Gainsborough 1-0 up against Bradford Park Avenue. Stockport 3, Alfreton 3. Nuneaton 1, Halifax 3. Curzon 0, Kidderminster 6, and Salford 1-1 against Gloucester. Oh, and Brackley 0, Tamworth 0, and Telford United 0, AFC Fylde 1. There was no need to rush that then, was there? Still having a drinks break.
No, it was very professional of you.
Thank you. Even the short names.
It's very good you'll be able to speak quickly in broadcasting, so somebody once told me. And, hope you're enjoying our coverage this afternoon. We do appreciate your company for a fine, eventful game of football here, and you would feel that the goals are not done. But it's 5 of them so far. Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 3. We have played 69 minutes. Teague has now recovered. He's back on the field. We've had a drinks break and off we go. Nodded down there by Jordan. Throw into FC United on the halfway line. So Dale Tong will jog very slowly over to get this ball.
Substitution.
And Chorley will bring on number 15, Jason Walker. And it's the number 15.
Jason Walker.
He's a striker. And O'Keefe, a former Everton youngster, makes way. And that's a fairly offensive, that's attacking substitution, I should say, to make sense of the use of the word offensive there. As Winter battles away but loses possession. Clearance by Chorley towards Walker, but Ashworth does well. But second ball won by Whittam for Chorley. Now controls that with his hand blatantly. If you're going to do that, you've got to do it blindside of the referee, not 5 feet away from him. But he tried to do it subtly, palming it down with his left hand. But this is, I think, a very adept official who wasn't going to miss that. So chance for FC to slow it down again. 20 minutes to go. FC with a 3-2 lead. Taken by Carnell. Header by Leather. And then it's hoofed away. Ashworth there with a challenging header to get on the end of. Second ball won well there by Walker. Plays a kind of half volley. 1-2. Chandler intervenes. Tries to stop himself from giving away a corner here. Will be a throw in just by the corner flag for Chorley. And Challen, who's capable of delivering a long throw, will prepare to take this one. As Chorley looked for the equaliser here. Comes across, it's nodded loosely there. Leather heads it on. Now, but it breaks loose there. It was Jarvis who tried to play it forward, but FC with a clearance. Winter, probably a bit too strong there. This ball will just come back at FC if they're not careful, but good pressing there from Thompson. Prevents the clearance going too far, but throw into Chorley midway inside their own territory.
FC
now then.
Change.
And Jake Williams, who's impressed in pre-season, got a pace right back.
Harry Winter's coming off.
And Winter's coming off, which
FC United substitution
midfield. I think Tong's going to go in midfield then.
Yeah, sounds like it, doesn't it? Tong, Williams to right back.
I think, and Winter, I was talking to Winter a couple of weeks ago at the West Didsbury friendly, and he was saying that he's still battling with his hamstring. He's getting booed, I think, from the Chorley faithful.
He's an old boy,
but that's. Yes. But, and probably maybe not quite ready for the full 90 minutes. I know he'll have wanted to stay on, but Williams, an interesting debut for him with FC trying to hang on to a lead or possibly extend the lead. There's a substitution for the home side as well. Number 16, Will Beasley, will enter
Jarvis
the frame.
Jarvis,
who's had a decent game on the left-hand side, I'd have to say, but his race is run.
Hello to Richard Harrison, who's listening to us in Japan.
We'll have to do a...
We need a map.
We'll definitely do a country count. We'll do a record. How many countries can we cover? Because it's got to be about...
Well, I was going to do a pie log, actually, but I might as well do that.
So there's nobody within 100 miles, basically, listening to us. There's
the guy
is that an
Middleton.
Albatross?
Around your neck, you mean? The commentary team? It looks like a seagull to me.
Oh, I'm just exaggerating, sorry. Old habits.
As the throw-in is taken far side. A battle there between Sheridan and Whittam. It's won by Whittam. He plays it back. Leather with the clearance. Chandler can't quite control the header there. We'll get a second bite. Half volley at centre field. Not a great ball because Cottrell will win it. Cottrell will play it there for Challoner, but it's cleared by Chandler for FC United. Now Ashworth will head. Can FC get hold of a second ball? Now Jerome Wright has it. Jerome Wright on the left-hand side. Flies it through four grooves, but it's not strong enough, it's not accurate enough. Teague will intercept and clear, and he'll find the substitute there, Walker, but Walker can't control it. Chandler will clear again. It will go all the way through to Ashton. He'll have to hoof it clear, though. So FC United have a throw-in. We've played 74 minutes of this game. Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 3. And Chandler will prepare to take this one. There'll be another substitution. There's just been a little signal from Matt Janssen. Teague Kay heads it back towards Teague, though. Surely he had time to direct that header better there, Kay. Greaves battles with Teague. Teague wins it again. And cleared by Leather. Ashworth. Tong now in midfield with a clearance. That'll be won by Leather, but he can't really get enough on that. Greaves will nod it down for Jerome Wright. 18-yard line. Jerome Wright battling, outnumbered in the end. And Chorley outnumber him. And Wright remonstrating that he was pulled down by Cheek. Nothing doing, says the referee. Carver will look for a free kick. He won't get it. He just couldn't control that ball as he... And he looks around to the whole stadium and says, come on, Gov. Everyone saw what happened there. Not possibly in that dialect. As Carnell clears. FC still with the slender lead. Greaves battles. Teague wins it as he normally does. Williams with his first touch. Teague again. Head tennis in the centre field. Now it's Tong. Takes it nicely on his chest. Oh, but he overruns. He dummies himself there, Tong. That was poor. And now Ashworth with somebody defending to do. And he's made a hash of it. And now it's Carver. Saved importantly by Carnell after another catalogue of errors from FC United. Getting away with that one. Jerome Wright's offside.
And a free kick's been pulled back for FC.
A free kick for FC there. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Ben. But goodness me there. Ashworth was out muscled there. Tong tried to be too clever there on the left-hand side. Dummied himself, lost possession. The ball was played through. Ashworth was out-muscled there by the substitute. And, it was a decent save. It was coming sharply. Didn't have to move too much. Probably needed better placement from Walker, but FC hang on to this lead.
A yellow card for Teague.
Teague finally in the book. And that's no reflection on him, but it's just, I think... Kevin Mulrain has been very restrained this afternoon, tried to keep cards in his pocket, and now with 14 minutes to go, he finally issues one to the Chorley skipper. As Chandler prepares to take this free kick on the halfway line, opportunity, you would think, for FC to keep possession. He plays a long ball forward. Greaves will get on the end of it. Can he get on Teague? Muscle. Well, it looked as if... Well, it did look as though Teague... was the one who got the last touch there, but it was blindside of the referee. Greaves rolled it up, out, assuming a corner there, or possibly playing a bit of kid stakes, but goal kick it is to Chorley.
Gladys Baum, I'm listening in Broadmoor. Sorry, Broadhurst.
In Broadhurst? What, in the ground?
Well, she lives nearby, so I'm assuming she's on the roof or something.
On the roof, as Chorley now battling away, and it's a free kick there. Ashworth doesn't like it, but he got out muscle a few moments ago by Walker and wasn't taking any chances. Free kick in a very dangerous position. 25 yards out for Chorley.
It's been a lively afternoon.
Certainly has 77 minutes played here. And now it's Chorley's chance to strike back. Cottrell.
Cottrell and Whitten debating this. Might be Cottrell with his left foot.
Indeed it may. All the defenders are up, so it could be just a little flick and a cross. Cottrell, might he try one?
Judging by his stance, it looks like he is.
I mean, he never sort of the prime free kick taker when he was at FC, but certainly has it. But he leaves it to Whittam there. Good cross from Whittam, nicely done. The ball headed in the air as usual. Another inconclusive clearance, and they get it back to Chorley. Cross ball now, Leather left foot, good block from Kay, throw in to Chorley, far side, level with the 18 yard line. Teague thinks about taking but surrenders duties now to the number 9, Carver. Chorley knocking on the door. FC with a substitution. Will the referee allow it to take place before this throw in?
Greaves coming off
and Gilchrist coming on, so that nephew listening in,
this is your moment, Jason Gilchrist.
And probably
league debut.
Not a bad little change there. Fresh legs. He's got good speed on him. So on a tiring day like this, just an idea there that if FC try and hit Chorley on the break, Gilchrist flat, fresh legs, could pay dividends.
Luke Blomqvist is listening in from the west coast of America.
As welcome. Welcome all.
I'm going to say Portland if he's listening to us.
And in comes this throw in. No, it doesn't. Oh, dummy throw. And referee wanting a word about something, but in it comes this throw in. Nodded there by another unconvincing header by Eckersley. really done. The idea of heading the ball away from the box, just not in the plan today for FC.
Head injury by the look of it.
Why clear it when you can have fun in your own penalty box?
Well, that's what you define as fun, but there is
keeping the ball alive, is it? Is that it's a bit like rugby league.
And keeping Frank Spencer alive at times on this Commodore. Or Oliver Hardy. But player down for Chorley, holding his head.
Scores, I think.
Just you think it's...
Scores. Good time for scores.
Oh, yeah, score. Well, yes, we'll just bring those updates.
My website isn't working,
it's
you see.
Such a... He speaks in code.
I do, sorry. Oh. So Worcester 2, Harrogate Town 1. Boston United 0, Stalybridge 1. Alty 1, Darlow 0. Gainsborough 1, Bradford Park Avenue 0. Stockport 3, Alverton Town 3. Nuneaton 2. That's the national, isn't it? Curzon 1, Kidderminster 6. Oh, Nuneaton 2, Halifax 3. Salford City 1, Gloucester 1. Brackley 0, Tamworth 0. That's a fun game.
So Stockport are not running away.
Here comes the corner. Well, the free kick, I should say, which from a corner, Cottrell picks up the second ball, chips it forward. Half-cleared header from Matt Kay, headed back into the danger area by Chorley. Now, can somebody get this ball away? Eckersley heads it back to a Chorley player, as is customary. Teague now, forced out wide. Chorley still in possession, wins a corner. And, Curzon pulling one back against Kidderminster. How about that? The fight back is on.
Stockport not running away with this Tinpot League again.
No, they're not. Well, they were 3-1 up against Alfreton. Now it's 3-3. But back here at Victory Park, it's Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 3. Corner on the right-hand side to Chorley. In it comes. Not such a good delivery that time. Carver gets...
That's a goal kick.
Well, that's...
It was a goal kick.
It was a goal kick indeed.
Robert Poland, of course, listening to you. Nice commentary. And we should say thank you to Robert for all his posters he does. He does the women's team and the main club ones and the FC Radio posters as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Robert. And great to have your company this afternoon. It's 9 minutes to go here. It's Chorley 2, FC United and Manchester 3.
Another substitute.
Well, Sam Sheridan, interestingly, being drawn from the frame. Maybe that's a bit of fatigue because he's an important figure. But on to the field comes Nathan Lowe's. Had a decent pre-season.
Well, three young men on.
So this is an interesting test for them. The FC looking to see a game out. Test of mentality. And... goal kick or played there, and it's Matt Kay, they're trying to hang on to it, and Nathan Lowe gets a first touch, but no one can control it. It comes forward and Carver herring after this one. Ashworth will head it forward, and Walker there keeps it in play, but Tong then able to clear towards Gilchrist, but Teague's in the way, and then a ball from Matty Kay, and the ball almost slides under Leather's foot there, and good pressing from FC United as Teague clears. Tong there with an important header. Gilchrist battling with Teague. Now it's Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe back to Kay. Kay out to Lowe, left-hand side. Lowe. Well, that's a bit of a very speculative ball. Williams does well to win it, though. Teague nods it down. Now it's Jake Cottrell for Chorley as they look for an equaliser, the home side. Out to the left-hand side. Beasley the substitute. And Gonzalez there concedes a throw. He keeps the ball in fact, but FC back in possession as Dale Tong will stroke it forward to the right-hand side and gets it back. That's better play from FC United. Oh, and he's tripped there by Cottrell. A little blatant, a little unnecessary from Jake Cottrell. Tired looking full.
We'll foul. Take it at this stage.
7 minutes to go. FC with his 3-2 lead on a very entertaining, unpredictable afternoon of non-league football here. As a Carnell strolls forward.
One last substitute about to be made.
By the home side. But Carnell will take this free kick first. It hovers in the air. Jerome Wright will go for this one. Can't win it. A sort of definite height advantage for Chorley at the back there. And Carver does well to win that there off Ashworth. And he chips it over. Very nicely to Gonzalez. Nods it back. Walker on the... left hand important challenge. It's a penalty to Chorley. I think it was that Nathan Lowe's hand that got in the way.
It was Chandler that's put his head in his hands. I'm not sure if that's significant or not.
Well George Thompson makes a gesture at the ground there. Well, a shot. It was nicely headed down there by Gonzalez. And again, there's just got too much space, too much time there, the Chorley defence.
Was it handball?
It's going to be number 15 to take it.
Walker, the substitute, gets the duties. Now, can Carnell get in the way of this one? He stands between FC and three. Oh, he saves it! Not a great penalty from Walker. Nice height, quite central. And came off David Carnell's thigh, but it's a corner to Chorley as they get back on the horse, as it were, and try and find an equaliser another way. Still 3-2 FC lead, but here comes the corner from Whittam. Beautiful delivery, headed in, and that just about sums up the poor defending from FC United. It's the number 5, it's Scott Leather. He rises, nobody rising with him, and you just get exactly what you deserve. And David Carnell must be hopping mad. He saves a penalty, and just a beautiful cross. You have to say that Whittam's delivery all afternoon has been excellent, but woeful defending from FC United. And they're lucky the ball's been going in at the other end, otherwise it could have got very embarrassing.
Just when we thought we'd got away with it, you can see from the corner.
Well, I think FC might be glad of a point now. There are 5 minutes to go here. And on comes the number 17, Azam. He's a fullback.
There's any more twists left in the game. 4 minutes to go.
3-3. Probably a bit of added time with the injury stroke drinks break and a couple of goals and, of course, 6 substitutions. Now. So, ball now with Williams. Test, interesting test for these young players now. 3 of the young'uns on the field. Gilchrist nods it nicely for Jerome Wright. Important work there. Now, can FC pick up a second ball? Not on your life, but a good tackle from Kane. Now, Wright has it. Jerome Wright over-elaborates, but second ball picked up by Dale Tong this time. Slides it out to Williams. Williams, though, out-muscled. There wasn't a great ball from Tong. Gave Williams no chance. Throw into Chorley. 15 yards inside their own half as that ball's cleared. And Carver comes forward. Ashworth stands off him. Well, it's a foul against Chorley there. And a good resourceful defending from Williams, because as Carnell takes a long, long pass there forward for Gilchrist, but that's a bit of a waste. That is not what the doctor ordered at all. I beg your pardon, that was for Thompson. So still 0-0. 3 minutes to go. Plus added time. And now Williams there. Heavy touch from Williams. Carver will slide in. Throw into FC United. Well, what will we make of this game? What does it yet hold for us? Throw into Chorley on the halfway line. We'll talk about a kick in the teeth there after that penalty save from Carnell. And Eckersley out jumped there by Gonzalez, and now Walker has it by the bight line. He's got men. It's an important tackle from Ashworth. Oh, Williams there. Really risky tackle. He gives away a free kick. That was an experience from Williams there. Needed to hoof that out. Throw, and he tried to kind of go round with them and conceded the free kick. And this is a really dangerous position. And if I was uncharitable, I'd say this is almost like a penalty for Chorley.
Well, both centre backs have scored, which tells us something.
Yes, it does. And they're all up there. And FC United have got to get themselves organised here. Leather is on his own on the far post. Somebody finally picking him up there. But in it comes, it's another good delivery, it's punched by Carnell. Cottrell picks it up, it's volleyed in there, it's on the edge of the box, it's nodded in. Chorley still have it, flicked in, Gonzalez will chest it down, FC still can't deal with it, cleared eventually there, and that will be
challenge.
A free kick, a welcome free kick there, Teague's late challenge as he went in, and...
Free kick.
Looks like Chandler's going to be all right.
Yeah, he says remains down, possibly taking a breather.
This is interesting, because Teague's already been booked.
And it is a second yellow and a red card.
He's off.
So Teague does go it. Well, it's is it too late for FC to take advantage? That's a big loss for FC, but it comes in the final minute of time. And can FC find something in added time? 3-3. You've just joined us. You've missed an absolute cracker here. An error-strewn game, but an exciting one for all that. T goes off shaking his head. But now, a little less height there at the back for FC United. And can they find something? Can they find a winner? Carnell's long clearance, but nobody challenging. And the ball's through there. Carver there flicks it through. Does well, but ball will go all the way to Carnell. He'll think about a long ball again surely now. We're about to enter added time. Will we get a board this time so we can keep you abreast of how many further minutes? We didn't get one at half time. Across it comes, but it's too long from Carnell, and Ashton can collect. And we're into added time. Played forward. Eckersley with the header. Won there by Azam, and then Cottrell will half volley it forward towards Carver. Carver towards Gonzalez. Ashworth battling. Ashworth, though, unconvincing. And Chorley have the ball. Whittam again with another one of those fine crosses, but nobody's there. And Carnell will roll it out for Williams. Williams brings it forward. Plays it forward there towards Gilchrist. Poor ball, easily cut out. Want to play the percentages a bit more, FC United. This is played forward to Gonzalez. Gonzalez now into the box. Ashworth stands off him. Gonzalez scored the first goal of the game. Plays it back now to Carver. Carver by the corner flag. Oh, good looking cross from this angle, but actually it was a goal kick.
Well, we've been to the second minute now of added time. Still no board.
Yeah, we are obviously not. This is a board-free zone here. Oh, wait a minute.
That's
the attendance, not the number of added minutes. That's what, nearly 2,000 here. And it's headed out by Azam now. Throw in to FC United. We move into the third minute of added time. Jerome Wright plays it back to Chantler. Chantler now to Dale Tong. Dale Tong's got to K square of him. But good pressing from Chorley now. Eckersley, he's got Chantler in space on the left hand side. Now can FC throw men forward? It's out to Jerome Wright. Can he produce a cross? Jerome Wright goes inside, into the 18-yard box. Low cross. Oh. Thompson can't get any power on it. Chantler nods it across. Now it's played by Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe has it back. Nathan Lowe caught in two minds. Now it's Kay. Kay out to Williams. Williams tries to cross it. It'll be a corner ball. Will there be time to take it?
If that cross from Jerome was a little bit better, it was fired at Thompson's head, that, wasn't it?
It's very difficult for Thompson to control, but Thompson now about to take this corner. 3-3. We're in close to the fourth minute of added time. Can FC snatch a winner at the death? Here it comes. Decent delivery. Up goes Ashworth. Headed across there. And they'll hoof it away, but they can't clear it. Sliced in the air. Nodded down. It'll come to Ashworth. Ashworth to Jerome Wright. Ashworth, Jerome Wright with a cross. Nobody on the end of it. That was an opportunity. If Gilchrist or someone had been more alert, there was a real opportunity there.
And that's going to be it.
It's all about being paying attention, being ready to react when you've got the ball, ready to react when you've not got the ball. And that was a lovely cross.
Based on where the referee is, I think he's going to blow in a second. What do you reckon, Paul?
Yeah, that did look rather terminal, that kind of gesture. But
we're into the fourth minute of added time.
Even he may have seen enough.
Well, 3-3 as Sam Ashton prepares to take this.
Watch.
No, he whistle not to his lips just yet. Nodded there. Gonzalez gets underneath it. Real battle there. And he's got height advantage, which he uses well. Now then, Hazan. It's a good challenged by Chandler, throw into Chorley, just in front of us here. And well, they don't seem in any hurry to take it, but they're going in an attacking position. You would think they'd
could be fatigued now.
Well, you would want to try and fashion a winner, surely. Down the line it goes, no whistle just yet. Gonzalez up to the corner flag. Can he get a cross in? Got men all around him. And it's a throw in just by the corner flag.
He did well, Kay, keeping that from going out for a corner.
He did indeed, and there it comes back. The referee still playing on, and it's Cottrell, 30 yards out. He'll play it back, and there goes that whistle. And a final score here at Victory Park on this opening day of the season here, National League North. Chorley 3, FC United and Manchester 3.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.